This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
Those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience.
I can end this guy jacket tomorrow. All you got to do is arm all your fists.
I don't think that you should look back and whine and bellyache or try to hold somebody else guilty for everything you did.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
An organization founded in 1973 by David Rockwell.
You see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own royal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
As Oliver North's public battle over government secrets and the illegal supply of weapons to the Nicaraguan Contras is waged in Washington, congressional investigators in recent months have tried to learn if Mena, Arkansas, was an illegal staging area for shipping guns to the U.S.-backed Contra rebels. It all begins in 1982, when this man, Adler Berryman Seal, showed up in Mena, Arkansas.
He used to smuggle drugs. Then he got caught, and he became one of the government's most valuable informants in the war against cocaine. But last night in Louisiana, Berry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him.
17-year-old Kevin Ives and 16-year-old Don Henry were struck by a train. The medical examiner has said that the boys were asleep and drugged with marijuana. The parents, however, disputed that claim.
The boys were killed because they had stumbled upon a large shipment of drugs dropped from an airplane.
Tears in the fabric indicate that Don had been stabbed before he was run over by the train. In light of this new evidence, the grand jury changed its ruling from probable homicide to definite homicide.
I'm scared of these people. I'm very scared of them.
How you think the crack drop gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. We are not the people who are flying and floating that shit in here.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
My boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means.
Sheriff, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States, and then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
We had nothing, zero, to do with it, and everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. These allegations are false.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
I'm the man they're protecting. President.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWars. Thank you.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live from Spain on this 8th September 2020. Spain, of course, had one of the most draconian coronavirus lockdowns in Europe, if not the most draconian. That is until Melbourne, Australia came along, and we're going to play the arrest video of Avi Yemeni and talk about that here in a second. But I'll start with this headline. And bearing in mind that in Spain, mask wearing is mandatory, not just when you go into a store, it's everywhere. Everywhere on the streets, and everyone is complaining to the degree that when I go hiking up the mountain here nearby where I live, people are hiking up mountains wearing face masks, literally, something that's far more likely to cause especially older people to have seizures, to have heart attacks, to have asthma attacks. They're wearing masks hiking up a mountain. What level of absurdity are we going to have to experience before any of this gets rolled back? Well, much more in Spain, given this headline. Locals ordered off beach by police helicopter loudspeaker. Now, we knew already that they'd been using surveillance drones on Spanish beaches to ensure social distancing compliance by basically attaching loudspeakers to surveillance drones by tracking vehicles around the area. Well, now they're just straight up using helicopters. I mean, it's not like there are migrants pouring onto Spanish beaches literally every day, and we've seen the videos of that, then just bypassing any kind of interference, bypassing authorities, and just running off into the town. In fact, that happened in Alicante back, I think it was about a year ago. They just ran off into the town. They caught some of them and told the local student population, oh, by the way, we're kicking you out to house these migrants, who, by the way, have got some kind of virus, and then they housed them in this student dorm facility and kicked half of the students out. Well, now video footage shows a Spanish police helicopter hovering low above a beach, ordering families via a loudspeaker to leave due to coronavirus rules. This happened during a patrol of the coastline on Palma Beach and Calvia Beach on Mallorca, which is one of Spain's Balearic Islands, happened on Saturday. And you can see the video here. The helicopter hovers at a height of, 50 feet? Above families, above people trying to enjoy themselves on the beach. Respondents on social media expressed their fury. You don't see a lot of this fury out in the streets, although I have noticed from local media reports that people are becoming increasingly irate about bars, nightclubs, restaurants being shut down here in Spain. One respondent on social media said, quote, we are in the police and oppressive state without realizing it, monitoring the population with helicopters instead of monitoring the drain of our borders or the real criminals. We are left with a precious dictatorship. Another one called it total state control, extreme authoritarian government. The authorities came back with a response, although they failed to identify the substance of any of those complaints. And said this, the diffusion of messages using megaphones from vehicles and helicopters at beaches and parks is being carried out daily, said a statement by the Civil Guard. They're very proud of it. This is happening to make sure the new rules established by the Balearic Islands regional government regarding the new timetables are adhered to. So failed to address any of the actual concerns of the population. Basically just said, we're the government, this is what we're going to do. As we've previously highlighted, some Spanish police officers also appear to enjoy beating people for not wearing their masks properly. Yes, that is a speciality of the Spanish police here, who of course don't seem to mess around. You see scenes out of London, scenes out of towns in the UK, where people have giant street parties. The police turn up, and the people engaged in these parties just pretend to be doing high jumps, star jumps, pretend to be exercising. They laugh in the police's face, and basically nothing happens. Different story in Spain, where a lot of the police carry weapons. They're well armed. They're well in shape, unlike our friends over in the UK. And people comply. In fact, during the height of the lockdown in Spain, it was illegal to visit a supermarket that was further away from where you lived. You had to visit the immediately closed supermarket. You couldn't even drive with your husband or wife. You had to drive one per vehicle to go to the supermarket. And now Spain's socialist government is cracking down even further. Of course, we've highlighted before the innumerable boat migrants that arrive on a regular basis and just run away and disappear into the population. Not so much enforcement when it comes to that. But if you're on the beach with your family enjoying the sunshine, you'll get a helicopter hovering at 50 feet, barking orders at you, telling you to go home. But Spain is rivaled probably only by Australia, which I've been talking about for the past month solid. Headline: Australia, riot police drag journalists to the ground, arrest him for covering anti-lockdown protests. This is Avi Yemeni of Rebel News. Had full accreditation, had all the press permits. They let him into the anti-lockdown protest. And then we have the video right now of what happened next. Let's roll it.
So there's been numerous, quite intense, heavy-handed arrests here today. We walked around for, there was probably a good 2 hours where there was no arrest, no anything. It was quite peaceful until...
I'm just going to stop here for a second. As you can see, I was just doing my job. There was no one even around me. The bloke marched up to me while I was doing a piece to camera. You can actually hear me laugh because I seriously thought he was joking. If you watch my content before, you'll know that sometimes cops walk up to me and banter a little bit. You know, I guess they like my work or they appreciate it or they find it funny or they see my sense of humor and they join in. But I quickly realized that this power-hungry commander was not bantering.
No arrest, no anything. It was quite peaceful until...
But this guy here is going to be placed under arrest right now.
Well, I'm under arrest.
I'm fine. I work for Rebel News. I am lawfully here. I've got my permit in my pocket. My permit is in my pocket. I'm fine. I've got my permit in my pocket. I work for Rebel News. I am lawfully here. Can you grab that? And that's my mic cover there. Yep. And can you give it to my staff?
Bend this one.
Can you grab the mic and the mic cover?
At this point, police forcibly take me away with my hands still cuffed behind my back like I'm some sort of violent criminal. But what they didn't realize is I was still mic'd up and was recording everything they're about to say.
Now, if you watch the full video of that, which is in the article that I mentioned, riot police drag journalists to the ground, arrest him for covering anti-lockdown protest. He goes to the protest, he drives to the protest, the police stop him. There was no footage of them stopping other Australian media, compliant media. They stop them for about 5-10 minutes, ask them repeatedly for permits, finally let them into the protest, and the police know who Avi Yemeni is because he goes to all these events. So then they later claimed that Yemeni had got in front of the police lines and that he was obstructing officers and that he was, quote, hindering police operations by being in the way of the officers. Of course, as you see on the tape there, no evidence of that whatsoever. They just walk straight up to him, the police commander, point him out and basically say, you need to arrest this guy, despite the fact that he's filled in all the permits. He has every right to be there as media. But should we really be surprised? We've covered what's been happening in Melbourne, Australia for the past month plus. They've given themselves the power to literally remove children from the custody of parents. They've given themselves the power to arrest people in their own homes, as we saw with the pregnant woman, in front of their children, for posting on Facebook about anti-lockdown protests. They've given themselves the power to enter homes without a warrant and perform coronavirus spot checks. Australia, specifically Melbourne, has fallen to COVID tyranny. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to stick with coronavirus news now because we have the media in the United Kingdom hyperventilating, fear-mongering, and the fear of God into people about this supposed second wave. If you look at the actual statistics of deaths and hospitalizations, which they never do, that tells the true story. Toby Young tweeted this earlier. According to Office of National Statistics, number of deaths in England and Wales leading up to 28th of August, that's week 35, was 9.6% above five-year average, but rise was not driven by COVID-19. Of course, in a similar case to the US, they list COVID as the reason for death, even if the person's got numerous other comorbidities. He continues to say deaths mentioning COVID-19 fell by 26.8% from week 34. So who's dying? Non-COVID patients the NHS refuses to treat? And of course, he's talking about the tens of thousands of cancer victims who could not get treatment at the height of the COVID pandemic because we were told by the Prime Minister that hospitals had to be reserved for COVID-19. That, again, put the fear of God into people. They refused to go into hospital for treatment, either because they were scared of overwhelming the NHS or they were scared of catching coronavirus. Now thousands of people, tens of thousands in the aggregate, are going to die from cancer alone. Excess deaths, I'm talking about, because of this giant overreaction for COVID-19. So every single night on the British media, we have this drumbeat of propaganda. Second wave's coming, second wave's coming, second wave's coming. Basically up to the point now where they're saying the second wave's here. They're testing double the amount of people. Obviously, way more people are going to test positive. Most of these people are either younger, asymptomatic, or only mildly symptomatic. You look at the hospitalization numbers, you look at the death numbers, they've all completely flatlined. Those are the numbers we should be looking at. But every single night, and it's not just in the United Kingdom, it's everywhere, it's pushing this hyperventilating hysteria to the point where, you know, I'm here with my parents and they watch television, they watch mainstream news, which I avoid when I'm at home. But it's not just on the news. They have light-hearted, frilly current affairs programs where they're running repeated segments about people who are literally terrified of being outside, literally terrified about being around other people. In one case last night, they ran a narrative, a story on two young people. They were both under the age of 30. They're basically impossible to have serious complications from coronavirus anyway. Remember, children under the age of 15 in the United Kingdom are more likely to die from falling over when they're putting on their pants than they are from coronavirus. I think we've had four or five children in the United Kingdom die of coronavirus. They all had other serious illnesses. So not a single healthy child has died of it in this entire stretch. And yet on the BBC, they're running segments almost every night of young people who are absolutely terrified and living in mortal fear of being outside. It's absolutely ridiculous, and you can see how they're doing it then, because people have started to ignore the constant drumbeat of hysteria on the news. They're sliding it into the current affairs programs, despite the fact that deaths have flatlined, hospitalizations have flatlined. And in Sweden, they got it right, because of course they went for herd immunity, they didn't overreact, they trusted their population to abide by sensible measures. They didn't lock the country down. They didn't ruin their economy. And as a result, their GDP is far less impacted than every other European country. And they're going to recover out of it way quicker and already are than every other European country. Headline. Sweden close to victory over coronavirus, never had a lockdown or a mask mandate. As the rest of Europe and the world remains in the grip of draconian rules, and the threat of new lockdowns, which they do locally now basically every day in the UK, and they're talking about reducing the number of people you're allowed to see in your home. And people comply with all this, by the way. The vast majority of people comply with it. The polls show they want even more draconian lockdowns. They've been terrified to such a degree that I put out a story a couple of weeks ago which looked at a study into how many people, Americans and Brits, had thought had died from coronavirus. In the United States, people on average think 30 million people have been killed by coronavirus. That's 225 times the actual figure. In the United Kingdom, people believe that coronavirus has killed 5 million people. It's actually killed, I think it's still under 50,000. Literally 100 times less. This is how far people have been terrified. But in Sweden, they got one thing right. And now the country has one of the lowest infection rates on the planet. And it's difficult not to admire how it's handled it the past year. With no strict lockdown, no compulsory face mask rules. Corriere della Sera, the Italian newspaper, reported, quote, Sweden has gone from being the country with the most infections in Europe to the safest one. And the epidemiologist over there, Dr. Anders Tegnell, said, quote, what we are seeing now is the sustainable policy might be slower in getting results, but it will get results eventually. Now they're the safest country in Europe, basically. And this was the same guy who previously warned that encouraging people to wear face masks is very dangerous because it gives a false sense of security, but it does not effectively stem the spread of the virus. Again, a face mask does not stop 97% of particles going through it. It's completely, at best, irrelevant, or at worst, as we've seen, a tool of control, a tool of social conditioning across Europe and, of course, the United States. Another headline on a similar theme, lockdown advocate who predicted 10 million dead in U.S. from coronavirus raises $80 million in fundraising for online learning course. Gee, some kind of connection there. This was the author of a viral pro-lockdown Medium post. And by viral, I mean it got 40 million views back in March, right before all the lockdowns happened. It was called Coronavirus, Why You Must Act Now. Celebrities, giant corporations, everybody jumped on this opinion piece by this basically entrepreneur who cashed in on it. It got translated into 40 different languages. And in this piece, he waxed lyrical about how health workers would break down and die because they had too many people to treat, how the corridors of hospitals would be overflowing, how doctors and nurses would be forced to make a decision between who they gave the oxygen mask, allowing people to die. And he said 10 million people would die in the United States unless they had an immediate lockdown. Well, it turns out that this guy's made quite the hay out of this. His name is, let me find it here, Thomas Puyo, because he's the vice president of growth for a company called Course Hero, an online learning platform that exploded in popularity since schools and universities were closed due to COVID-19. So he was appointed vice president of this company in November 2018. Coronavirus hits in early 2020. He writes an article which gets 40 million views saying it's going to be Armageddon, 10 million Americans are going to die. Oh, by the way, I've got this amazing new online learning platform, which all these schools and universities and local councils now need to buy. He raised $80 million out of it. This was the same guy hyperventilating about coronavirus killing 10 million. Amazing.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu. Not 10% is bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
And President Trump has done some pretty interesting retweets over the past hour talking about Joe Rogan's new Spotify show. Of course, he moved his podcast over to Spotify. And talking about Alex Jones. He retweeted an article from Outkick.com from back on September 1st, which says Spotify deleted all the Alex Jones appearances and other guests too from Joe Rogan's podcast archives. Trump also retweeted a clip from the Joe Rogan podcast featuring Mike Tyson. So he's been on a bit of a Joe Rogan retweeting rampage recently, over the past couple of hours at least. Now, because that was a big story last week, Rogan apparently was accused of bucking to censorship, allowing Spotify to force him to delete sensitive episodes of his podcast, the vast majority of which featured, quote, right-wing or conservative guests, of course. Turns out that this was a kind of back and forth between Rogan and Spotify. Originally, he said he wanted those episodes to be left up on YouTube. There was talk of Spotify making him selectively edit out clips from these controversial episodes. But now it looks as if those original episodes that were deleted by Spotify, or at least not uploaded, are back on Spotify. So that is a kind of victory. People were suggesting that they wouldn't get added back. People were asking if they had been added back. I just checked now, and they have been added back. And, of course, Alex Jones is set to appear on Rogan's podcast in the near future. So we'll see what kind of reaction Spotify has to that. But Trump has been on a Rogan retweeting rampage over the past couple of hours, including an article from a week ago about how the Alex Jones appearance was initially deleted from Spotify's platform. But now, as of 5 minutes ago, it is back on there. I'm going to get into some news now about the refugee problem in the United Kingdom. Of course, last week we had a record 400 boat migrants arrive on the shores of Dover in the United Kingdom in the south coast of England. A record number this year, a record number since 2019. I think there's been over 7,500 individual boat migrants wash up on shore since January 2019. They get a border control taxi service. They get free taxpayer-funded hotels. They get free food. It's a massive problem. Not only is it a pandemic risk, if we're being told to be hysterical about coronavirus, yet these people are just pouring in. It's also obviously a massive security risk, given that we've had multiple mass casualty terror attacks carried out by, quote, refugees. And in fact, I talked about this in a video, which we're going to play now, where Gary Lineker, this big TV host celebrity in the United Kingdom, buckled to pressure and actually followed through, or at least he said he would follow through on his virtue signaling, by taking in, by housing one of these refugees, as if that solves the problem of the industrial scale, criminal, people smuggling, trafficking of refugees. It doesn't. But he promised to take in one, so we're going to play this clip and come back and talk about it. Here is the clip.
You've got refugees to thank for me.
Also, when you use the benefit of culinary diversity to promote mass immigration, another thought springs to mind. But wait. Lineker has BTFO'd the haters by promising to take a refugee into his own home.
Gary Lineker destroys mocking Tory MP with proof he's offering to house refugees when his statement was attacked by another Twitter user, who asked him, "Have you housed any yet, Gary?" The former England striker replied, "Not yet," accompanied by a screenshot of an email from a refugee sheltering charity proving he had submitted an offer to host a guest.
And I'm sure that totally isn't a virtue-signalling publicity stunt at all. I'm sure Gary will follow in the footsteps of other celebrity lovies like Bob Geldof and Lily Allen, both of whom promised to take in a refugee and both of whom ended up doing... Well, let's hope Lineker follows through. Unlike when he promised to attend that rally in support of refugees and failed to show up. Maybe in housing a refugee, Gary is trying to increase the diversity of where he lives, because where he lives... not very diverse. Esher is over 90% white. That's whiter than England as a whole, which is saying a lot given it's located in the southeast. Funny that one of the biggest proponents of multiculturalism chooses to live in one of the least multicultural areas of the country. But at least Gary can taste true diversity by hopping across to his other house in Bonds. Oh no, that's in one of the whitest areas of London too. Seems like Gary's all for diversity. Just not where he lives.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
104 upvotes to 4,600 downvotes. Wow, almost like everyone thinks Gary's full of... Surely not. YouGov poll, 42% see it as merely a publicity stunt compared to 27% who think it's a genuine act of kindness. Wow, almost like everyone thinks Gary's full of... How could anyone think that Gary's being anything other than righteously honest when he talks about the plight of refugees? I mean, it's not like he denounced anyone who dared suggest that these refugees weren't children as hideously racist, right? Oh yeah, he actually did do that. And two-thirds of Calais refugee children turned out to be adults. But aside from age, what type of refugee is Gary going to allow into his multi-bedroom Surrey mansion?
You have been selected to stay at Gary Lineker's house in his spare room.
I mean, as we've been told so many times, there are thousands of doctors and lawyers amongst them. So Gary's going to be spoilt for choice.
As we know, refugees have always helped to keep our communities safe and make our society stronger.
Really? That wasn't the conclusion of an exhaustive peer-reviewed study by academics at the University of Copenhagen seeking to answer whether continued immigration and corresponding growing ethnic diversity was having a positive impact on community cohesion. The study found the opposite to be the case. Studying existing literature and also carrying out a meta-analysis of 1,001 estimates from 87 studies, the researchers concluded, quote, "We find a statistically significant negative relationship between ethnic diversity and social trust across all studies." But diversity is a strength. Is the public really that stupid to believe that Lineker engaging in a woke gesture by housing a single refugee is in any way a rebuttal to the logistical question of what to do with hundreds of migrants, almost all of them young men, arriving on our shores illegally on a daily basis, safely ensconced within his multi-million pound luxury abode, and with a net worth of 28 million, the negative effects of mass immigration will never impact a pampered, privileged prima donna like Gary Lineker. But when it comes to housing, welfare, security, identity, and social cohesion, the impact on working class Brits is real. But according to Gary, they're all dense, bigoted Brexit gammon anyway, so who cares?
Now, we know that Gary Lineker is a complete virtue signaling hypocrite. We know that his promise to take in a refugee is probably completely hot air. Of course, Lily Allen, who is a singer in the UK, and Bob Geldof promised to do exactly the same thing 5 years ago, and both of them did absolutely nothing. But it's not enough to point out their hypocrisy. You have to point out why they're wrong. His entire argument was that, oh, a French immigrant put fish and chips together 200 years ago, opened the first fish and chip shop in the UK, which, by the way, is highly disputed anyway. So that means that we should just erase all borders, right? And have an open border policy that allows in all these immigrants. God knows where they're coming from. God knows who they are. The problem is, in many cases, with hindsight, it turns out that they're mass murdering terrorists. The majority of the Paris massacre terrorists came into Europe on the refugee wave by pretending to be refugees. The vast majority of migrants in Cologne, Germany, who molested 1,000 women on New Year's Eve 2015, were asylum seekers, refugees. The guy who bombed the Manchester Arena, killing 22 people, injuring dozens more, many of them children, was a boat refugee. He was brought into the United Kingdom in 2014 by the Royal Navy from Libya as a refugee. I could list a dozen or more instances where these terrorist attacks are carried out by refugees or by terrorists who exploited the refugee wave. That's why they're wrong. It's not enough to point out the hypocrisy. And I'm going to get more into that after the break, because we've got new information on the bombing of the Manchester Arena. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds.
That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, I would have frowned at the point I was finishing before the break, but first I want to direct your attention to the Save the Republic, Save Yourself Super Threat Special, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a mammoth 60% off and free shipping off a bunch of products, and all apparel is available at the low price of just $17.76. That is the Save the Republic, Save Yourself Super Special at InfoWarsStore.com. All your favorite products, including Turbo Force, the outstanding energy drink, Vaso Beat, the 8-pack power stack, and of course the apparel, as I mentioned, including the Biden for Nursing Home 2020 t-shirt. You can get that and much, much more as part of this special with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today. So Gary Lineker's come out, this big pro-migrant celebrity, big virtue signaler. Somebody challenged him. They said, Gary, you've got numerous mansions, all of which are located in the whitest area of the UK, just by coincidence. He loves diversity, just not where he lives. They said, why don't you take in a refugee? So Gary proudly responded with an email receipt from a refugee housing organization that said they had visited his house, or a visit was planned to his house. They haven't even visited yet, signaling that he was willing to take in a refugee. Now, forgive me for taking this with a pinch of salt, but Lily Allen said the same thing 5 years ago. Bob Geldof said the same thing 5 years ago. All these other celebrities said the same thing 5 years ago. In fact, from memory, the only guy to actually follow through on it was, I think, George Clooney. He housed like an actual doctor, I think it was. They actually found one doctor amongst all these boat migrants. And obviously he would have been the most vetted migrant you've ever seen in your life. Allowed him to live in
probably a wing of one of his 20 mansions for a few months. But, you know, at least he followed through on it. Gary, on the other hand, I've got doubts. I've got big doubts, but we'll wait and see if it happens. But, of course, the overriding point is it's not enough just to call out their hypocrisy. You have to detail why they're wrong. Gary Lineker, housing a single refugee, the most vetted refugee in history it will be, does not solve the industrial-scale criminal people smuggling operation that has brought as many as 400 migrants, we have no idea who they are, to these shores on a sometimes daily basis. Gary Lineker housing one refugee isn't going to solve that. Going to make him look good on Twitter for 2 minutes, but it isn't going to solve the problem. Isn't going to solve the problem of the impacts on society that this has, of the security impacts, the identity impacts, the social cohesion, which I mentioned in the video before the break. Exhaustive study by the University of Copenhagen proved beyond doubt that no, diversity is not a strength. It leads to more crime, more disorder, more social unease. Then, of course, we have the terror attacks. The majority of the Paris massacre terrorists came into Europe by pretending to be refugees. The vast majority of migrants, North African migrants, who molested and raped women in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015, and by the way, who are represented in proportionally far higher rape and violent crime statistics in every single European country, the vast majority are asylum seekers. The guy who bombed the Manchester Arena, killing and maiming dozens of children, was a boat refugee brought into the United Kingdom by the Royal Navy. These are the real issues beyond virtue signalling. We have more information coming out about that bombing at the Ariana Grande concert back in May 2017. Because this is, I've been harping on about this for the past 3 years. Eyewitness told security guard Mohammed Aga about Manchester suicide bomber but was fobbed off. We now have three separate eyewitness reports that people at the Manchester Arena, before this bomb was detonated, tried to tell police, tried to tell security, that the suicide bomber and one other potential accomplice were acting suspiciously, and in every case, nothing was done. And in fact, in one case, they started shouting at the woman for reporting the person behaving suspiciously. Again, this is another concrete example. People say, oh, political correctness is just being nice to people. No, it isn't. It literally kills. It literally kills, and it looks like it killed in this instance. An eyewitness said he tried to warn a security guard named Mohammed Aga, he's called Mohammed, that's just a coincidence, about the suspicious behavior of Manchester Arena bomber Salman Abedi before the terrorist blew himself up, killing 22 people, but was fobbed off. I don't know if people understand that slang term in America, but it means basically ignored, belittled. The concertgoer approached the suicide bomber shortly before the attack because he looked out of place. And he actually approached the suicide bomber 17 minutes before the detonation and said, quote, "It doesn't look very good, you know, you with a bag in a place like this. What are you doing?" Terrorist responded, "I'm waiting for somebody, mate. Have you got the time? What time is it?" The eyewitness said he then approached a security guard called Mohammed Aga and was, quote, "fobbed off, ignored, belittled." The security guard told a colleague, and basically they did absolutely nothing, and the bomb went off. So this has all come up in the inquest to the Manchester bombing, which started this week, and the lawyers are asking what, if this was ineptitude or what? What happened? But of course, back days after the bombing happened, I cited another example, similar example of this. There was a woman interviewed by Sky News in the days after the attack. She revealed that she had reported a woman who was acting suspiciously, fidgeting with her bag to security, but again, they did nothing. You see the woman on screen right now, she said, quote, "She was looking in the direction of where the explosion actually happened and smirking to herself all night." She said the suspect spoke with a foreign accent. When she told the security guards about that, she was lectured by them for making the suspect feel uncomfortable. Again, this is literally 15 minutes before a suicide bomber detonates his vest, kills dozens of kids. So you have this suspect, bearing in mind one guy's approach to the actual suicide bomber, said, why have you got a massive bag? What are you doing? Tell security. They do nothing about it. They ignore him. You've got another woman telling security, this other person's fidgeting with their bag. She keeps looking back to where the explosion happened. She leaves minutes before the concert ends, before the explosion goes off. She was not only ignored, she was shouted at for making the suspect feel uncomfortable. Now we have another case. Headline out of Breitbart. Dellingpole, Ariana Grande bombing victims murdered by political correctness. He cites another case of this which has come out in this inquest. So the witness, Julie Merchant, approached BTB, British Transport Police, BTP. Officer Jessica Bullough, around 32 minutes before the deadly bombing, to point out Salman Abedi, the suicide bomber. Paul Greeny, QC, said Miss Merchant cannot recall the details of the conversation with the officer, but that it was to do with, get this, praying and political correctness. The officer cannot remember the conversation taking place. So this terrorist is literally walking around with a giant backpack full of explosives. He's praying. People are seeing this. They're saying, this guy's suspicious. He's totally out of place at a pop concert for kids. I really think you should do something about it. They told security guards. They told police. Nothing was done. 17 minutes later, the bomb goes off. Dozens of people, many of them children, maimed and murdered by a boat refugee who was rescued by the Royal Navy back in 2014. And Gary Lineker has the nerve to say that we should just erase all border controls and accept 400 anonymous migrants from countries with close terror designations just washing up on shore every single day and just give them free hotels and then let them go about their business while we wait to process their asylum claims. ISIS bragged. They bragged in their own manifesto, in their own magazine, De Beat. They said it was easy. We smuggled in the terrorists because you bent over backwards to allow in all these refugees. We posed as refugees. The Paris massacre happened. The London Bridge events happened. The Manchester bombing happened. Numerous other terrorist incidents happened, and that's how they got it done. And Gary Lineker has the nerve to say, oh, look, I'm taking in a refugee. Aren't I a good person? Fish and chips were put together by a French guy who came into the country legally 200 years ago. Therefore, we should erase all border controls. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely incredible. This is why political correctness is not just being nice to people. This is why political correctness kills. We've seen it time and time again. We can't allow it to happen again, which is why we need to impose a complete erasure of our own borders. Going to wrap it up for the show. Summit.news for all the breaking news coming up next. Warren with...
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.